Welcome to the Sexy Mama Podcast, the place to be for a sexy mom life that turns you on. Overcome the mom guilt, spice up your sex life, and do the shit that matters to you. Hi, and welcome to the Sexy Mama Podcast. I'm Lucy Lampe, your host. And today, you know what? In that intro, I talk about spicing up your sex life, and we haven't gone there in a hot minute. So in lieu of Valentine's Day, we're going there today. Now, we're not directly talking about sex, but what we're talking about is that connection. Because, you know, ladies, I don't know about you, but if I'm not feeling connected to the man, I don't want to have sex with him. Like, let's get real, you know? And I'm going to share with you, I'm going to show you some, find my words here. I'm going to give you some insight into where I'm at, where we are at. So lately, we've been extra busy. Now, and this is why I titled this Busy Lovers, because I know we're not the only ones. So my husband has been on this entrepreneurial journey for about a year, and he's still, you know, pretty new. You know how it is at the beginning, and there's a lot of things to learn, a very steep learning curve, not just in the actual, you know, messaging and marketing, actually separately, the messaging of what you're going to be talking about and who you're going to reach, but then how you're going to market and how you're going to reach those people. And then all the techie stuff, like, you know, how to build a funnel and how to upload this podcast and how to shoot and edit videos and blah, blah, blah. It is a lot of shit. Okay. So I have been in this world for a little bit, for several years. And this is second nature. I've worked out a lot of kinks. My husband is in the middle of working out a lot of kinks. So what does that require of me? It requires of me a lot of understanding and patience. And also not jumping in and trying to tell him what to do. Like, oh, you have this problem? I have that problem too. Do this. Because you know what? He's not my client. He's my husband. And when he asks for support, I give it to him and I can offer him my insight and my advice and what I see from my perspective. But anyway, the other stuff doesn't work, not in a relationship. So I thought last night, okay, this is what went down. Real time, people. This is real time. I looked at him and I said, you know what, what I really want for us is to have our sacred time back, our sacred time where we're not talking about work. We're not talking, you know, we're both very passionate about what we're doing, but can we just be us? Can we just be together? Can we be together, be us, be, you know, hot for each other and just focus on each other and be present with each other. What's ironic about this is that historically it has been me that has had the issue with being present and mastering my time. And right now the roles are reversed. So a few things, I could go in so many directions here. There is so much to share, ladies. But what I directly want to address are two things that help the busy lovers. Because that's where I'm at right now. I'm not used to my husband being absent so many hours of the day. So whenever we are together, we have to make the very most of that time. And sometimes the best use of that time is colliding. It is not necessarily fighting, but colliding. Like, look, this is what you think this needs to look like. And this is what I think this can look like. This is the possibility that I see. And then we collide in our beliefs, in our worldview, in our paradigms about what we think this whole season of life needs to look like. So that's what happened last night. And here is what I saw. Here is what I am seeing and I want to share with you today about busy lovers. Is that you, first of all? Are you busy and your lover's busy? Are you busy and your spouse who hasn't been your lover in a while? Are you guys busy? Do you even feel like you have a lover? So here are two things. The first one is to get brutally honest with yourself. Stop bullshitting yourself. If you're not okay with the situation, with the state of your marriage, the state of your relationship, the lack of sex, maybe the robotic sex, whatever the situation is for you, then get brutally fucking honest with yourself. Be not okay with it. Let yourself just not be okay with it. That's first. And in that, you can get brutally honest with yourself about any kind of judgments that you're holding. Because I know that for me, if I'm sitting here judging my husband for for being a shitty manager of his time, man, that creates an instant disconnect. Instant. Because now I'm holding myself to this higher position where I'm looking down at him and I'm penalizing him, basically. So checking in with yourself about how you really feel about the situation. I told him last night, you know, I feel hurt. I feel unseen. I feel unacknowledged. I also feel unacknowledged for all the times that I was in your position. And I also had to deal with your sorry ass pulling me down. Real talk. Okay. And so getting real about how I felt and real vulnerability too, ladies. It doesn't involve blaming, because you see what happened there? Whenever I turned it to, I also had to deal with you being an asshole, you being this, all of that is fact. And he's admitted it to other people. He's admitted those pieces. But is that real vulnerability? No. It's saying, hey, you know what? I'm hurt. I messed up. Or I feel like you just don't see me or you don't care. And I blame you. I blame you. The real vulnerability is getting really fucking honest. Like, you know what? I didn't let myself be seen today. I wasn't clear about what I wanted, which actually leads me to the next point. There are only two tips I have here for you guys today. This is very simple, and I hope you can apply these and run with it. The second is to be really clear about what you want. Be really clear. Once you see what's not working for you and you get brutally honest with yourself about it, you can get clear about what you want. So when I asked him, can we have some sacred time back? I wasn't very clear. I didn't say what that would look like. I didn't say when in the day is our sacred time going to happen. Now he can assume that it's going to be after the kids go to bed, but you know what? I wasn't clear. So I am basically leaving that up to chance, saying, you know, being vague. This is what happens when we're vague. When we're vague, we're saying, you know what? I don't care enough about this to really set my table for it, to really cast a clear vision. So whatever happens, happens. If it's convenient and it happens to work out and you happen to want it to, or the universe happens to conspire in my favor, cool. So I'm just kind of going to, you know, a little bit put it out there. I'm interested in it, not committed. That is the difference. When you're interested in something versus committed, you're going to get a very different result. I wasn't very committed to having that sacred time. I was interested in it. So I threw that out there. Hey, you know what? It would be nice to have some sacred time together. Like, what the hell does that mean? So again, and you know what? Actually, I really want to stress this point, that this is not just applicable to your relationship. All of this, checking in with how you really feel and being really, really super clear about what you want, also applies to your business. It applies to your body, your health, your fitness, how you want to show up as a mom, what you want your family dynamic to be like. See, none of that stuff happens by accident. It happens with intention. And a marriage where you have connection, where you have desire, where you have understanding at a deep level, that doesn't happen by accident. And there are lots of ebbs and flows, as you know, I'm sure. So again, these two points briefly. One, get brutally honest with yourself about how you feel and be vulnerable about it. It's like a 1A and 1B, two parts to number one. Okay. And then second, be really clear about what you want. Get clear with yourself and then get clear with others. And I hope that this helps you wherever you're at, whether you're in a really great season in your relationship and you're just like fucking every day, you know, wherever you're at, or if you're really struggling and you haven't connected with your lover in weeks or months or years. If you feel like roommates, kind of just, you know, co-working things out with the kids. That's probably not what you signed up for when you first got together. So I hope you can apply these two things. And also, I'm excited to share with you ladies that right now there are 5 spaces open for the 12-week self-mastery coaching group. And in this group, I actually walk you through all of my best tools and strategies and systems. The best of all, you can expect transformation in all of these areas, in your body, with your health, in your relationship, in your business, and in your family. And this shit gets messy. It gets messy. It is not easy. It is not for the faint of heart. We can do this, and it is so much more powerful when we do it together. So this is a small, intimate group for a reason, and it's highly engaged, highly engaging, and I really pour myself into this group. So if you're interested in applying for this group and really seeing the transformation across all these areas of your life, go to sexymamamovement.com, and on the homepage, you'll see either a tab at the top that says self-mastery coaching, or scroll down the page a little bit and look at the coaching section there, and you can apply on that coaching page. All right, ladies, everyone have a great Valentine's Day. Enjoy your lovers. Carve out that time. Be super fucking clear about what you want. And I'll see you on the mother site. Here's to you and your sexy life.
Thank you for tuning in to the Sexy Mama Podcast. Get more resources for your sexy mom life at sexymamamovement.com.